This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The tiny Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus is formally asking for a bailout from Europe. The country says it needs more than $10 billion from its Eurozone partners to avoid default. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard from the slightly larger island known as England. Stephen, it seems like it'd be hard to say Cyprus is too big to fail. I mean, it's not exactly Spain or Italy.
No, that's right. Not the biggest domino in the pack. As you say, it is a tiny island in the East Mediterranean, population about 1 million, with an economy smaller than that of Vermont. But Cyprus is important. It is, of course, a member of the Eurozone, and it has geopolitical importance too. Here's Stephen Lewis of Monument Securities.
Well, Cyprus occupies a strategic position in the Mediterranean. It's not very far from Syria. British have used it as a base for more than a century. In those military terms, it has enormous value.
Which is probably why the Russians have already lent Cyprus more than $3 billion, and the Chinese are reported to be interested in lending the money too. And that's why the Eurozone will probably bail out Cyprus pretty quick to keep those other two countries at bay.
Well, Stephen, this comes on the heels of the Spanish formal bailout request yesterday. It does seem like the pace of bailouts is quickening.
Yes, the crisis is certainly spreading, and this is hugely embarrassing for the Eurozone, this bailout request, because this week we had the latest make-or-break summit to resolve the debt crisis, and Cyprus, as it happens, takes over the revolving presidency of the European Union next week, as a leading Cypriot politician put it, a tragic coincidence.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Jeremy.